Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Test 1, 2. Try yours out.
Hello, test, test.
Talk up, please. You think you're going to eat pretzels during this podcast? Do you think that's going to happen?
No. No, I don't.
Please talk up.
Stop. You're not the boss. Do you think you're the boss?
No, I don't think I'm the boss.
But you're always like, talk up.
Well, I'm the boss when it comes to getting it started and doing the, you know, computer
stuff.
You're
the board op.
I'm the board op. So, yeah, I'm the boss in the beginning. I don't own the podcast. I don't own My Wife Hates Me. But I am the main guy once we get started, because you there's no possible. First of all, real quick today, you text me something about refinancing that you read on Facebook, refinancing your home, some Obama shit. Like, all of a sudden, like, you know about refinancing? Like, why would you send that to me? Tell me.
Because I thought it might help to refinance the home and save money.
But you don't even know what percentage I'm paying in mortgage. You don't know
but
what
interest
rate.
But who cares? Why wouldn't I? Who cares? I'm not allowed to send you some information.
But it's like out of the clear blue. Like, why would we refinance our house? You refinance your house when you need money.
And I don't know, because I just was reading about it, and it said you could save a lot of money. And I was like, oh, this might be interesting to Rich. That's all. I send stuff to people all the time. Thinking,
you're turning into one of those people
that might be interesting to this person.
You send weird. You're turning into those people that send Facebook stuff to
I don't
other
do
people.
It on my Facebook. I send it to your text message.
That's even worse. That's taking it off of Facebook. You know, and you're supposed to be home working. You're on Facebook all day.
I'm not on.
You know what?
Please don't start.
What? I'm just asking.
Stuff like that, because it's really annoying.
Okay, but wait a second. What was the refinancing rate? Did you read it?
No, I just read the headline.
You read the headline and just sent me some fucking headline about refinancing? Obama is giving rebates or something?
Who cares? Why are you talking about this?
Because I found it very funny and interesting that out of the clear blue.
Well, you don't have a good take on it. You're just saying, why did you send it? I told you why I sent it, and now you got nothing more to say about it, so move on.
I got a lot to say about it.
Well,
I thought,
go ahead.
I asked you, did you read it? And you said no. So now, since you didn't read it.
Well, why would I read it? According to you, I don't have enough brain power to even understand it.
No, I didn't say you didn't have enough brain power. You don't know. That's like saying, that's like you sending me a thing, you know, cars at 1.9% financing rate now. That doesn't mean anything. You know what I mean? Do you get what I'm saying? But I mean, I thank you for looking out and helping and thinking positive and thinking towards the future. That's nice. But I didn't really read it. It's a pretty dress.
But you didn't read it either. So then how, see?
But
we're having an argument about something.
We're not having an argument.
Neither one of us read.
It's a discussion. We're not having an argument. It's not an argument. when two people talk and discuss and ask questions and go back and forth.
What about when someone says, shut the fuck up? Now is it an argument?
Oh, she goes to the coffee after that one. Is this good coffee? Is it too light? Is it not strong enough?
No, it's perfect. You did a nice job.
It looks too light to me.
No, I don't think so.
My thing. Here, talk for a second. Why?
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love.
Okay. I'm back. All right, let's get this thing rolling. Rock and rolling, baby. We're dropping
off in numbers. It was Canada Day.
We're dropping off in numbers.
Tuesday. So I just want to say,
happy birthday, Canada. Happy birthday, Canada.
Okay.
Did you send Canada a present for its birthday?
No.
Well, that's what we'll get into now. Do you want to talk about the birthday first or Anthony first? What do you want to talk about first?
Oh, the birthday first, definitely.
Okay.
Don't you think? I don't even have anything formulated on the Anthony thing.
Well, we can discuss it to some extent.
Okay.
Okay, now here's the deal. My birthday was Monday, June 30th, 6:30, which is a famous number, 6:30. Because on ONA, that was my, I gave out that number. It was a lot of my, back then, my, to get into my accounts, Comic 6:30.
And I was why did you give that out?
I made a mistake. I was on Opie and Anthony. They asked, what's your Twitter feed or something? I go, Comic 6:30. And then within minutes, all those fucking nerds
hacked your account.
Hacked my account. And I was getting all this gay stuff on Facebook. But they were. It was funny. I gave it.
And you clearly changed your password to what?
6:31. No.
Mm-hmm.
So, my birthday was Monday. Now, Bonnie put together a surprise party. Now, walk us through the whole thing when you got started and
okay,
everything.
So in March, Raina and I decided to throw you a surprise party. I don't know why. I don't know how it really came up. We just decided to do it. And we started making a list of people and stuff to be, you know. She liked making she was making invitations, you know, and we had code words that we used and stuff. And then when we were driving somewhere, Jonathan Branstein called and said, hey, if you guys ever having a party or doing a party and you need somebody, remember that call? Well, I wanted to say to him then, yeah, I'm doing a party and I need to get in touch with the guy who, you know, the party planner who has sponsors and stuff. So a couple weeks later, I couldn't get Jonathan's email from you or something. Hack into your emails and stuff. Finally, I got his email account.
From who?
From you, under some other weird reason, I said. And, because I said I was sending him something, a script or something. I can't remember now. Anyway, so got his email and emailed about this guy.
You never sent that script to him?
Yeah, I did, but he never said one thing about it. But then I was in contact with this party planner.
What's his name?
Mark. I don't know how to say his last name.
Well, you should give him plugs. I mean, the guy did a great... The dude was fucking amazing.
Mark Boriosi? Boriosi.
What's the name of his company?
His company is Levity Ball.
Levity Ball?
Mm-hmm.
Where's he out of?
I have no idea.
Well, what's his area code?
What's his area code?
For his number.
Why?
Well, then we'll know if he lives in Philly or New York or at least where his phone was.
570.
Oh, I don't know where that is.
Yeah. So, Levity Ball Entertainment, that's who did the party for us. And he did an amazing job, okay? But it was really hard to find everyone to invite. Like, I did a lot of Facebooking then.
You had business cards made.
I had business cards made up with the party and the...
Where'd you have those done at? Staples?
Staples.
How much?
$20 for 200 cards, which I still have about... 180 cards. Because it was like a certain amount to get 100 cards and then like just a couple extra dollars to get 200. So I went for the, I don't know why I did that.
You should have got other cards. 100 of, well, no, they probably wouldn't have done that. So, I mean, you invited about 200 people. There was what? How many people?
I think I invited 250 people.
No fucking way.
Yeah. And the party was for 200. I knew not.
How many people do you think were there? About 100?
Yeah, I think 100 and change.
That many?
Yeah, I think so.
No. In and out, 80, 100.
In and out,
it was
I don't
a good,
know.
It was a good turnout for a Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of comics that didn't show up.
Well, it was free.
I gave Tracy Morgan a pass.
Yeah.
So it's free, what? Now, what did you get?
Free beer, wine, and whiskey, and vodka.
For how?
Until 10 o'clock. From 8 to 10, for 2 hours, there was free alcohol. And free food from two different restaurants.
Oh, there was two restaurants?
Yes, there was two restaurants providing food.
And this guy, the party planner, got all that together.
Got all this. And the cake, which was an insane. It was like, you know, on shows, have you ever watched on the cooking show where they have like some kind of cake contest where they make these insane kind of cakes? It was like that kind of a cake. It was amazing.
She said it was $1,000 for the cake.
Yeah.
What it cost.
What was the, do you remember the name of the company that did the cake?
I never, this is all stuff that, you know, I never got any of it.
I don't have the card.
Some guy, some jeweler.
Cole Cock was the whiskey brand.
Uh-huh.
And I do remember that.
Well, Bonnie.
And then you also got a pendant made.
A silver.
From a jeweler.
Out of Pennsylvania.
That was.
I'll mention his name on Opie and Anthony when I, because I don't have his card in front of me.
Well, I can look it up.
The jeweler, I have it in the closet. I just don't want to walk all the way to the closet. But it's a nice pendant. Hold on. It says Voss.
Yeah. It really is
more.
Cool.
I'll go get.
Don't do it later. I mean, who, you know.
What? I mean, people might want, you know, he wants business. That's what these people.
I know. But, you know, our listeners probably could give a shit.
So here's the deal. We were going, Bonnie said we're going out for dinner. I, to tell you the truth, had no idea this was happening. Because one,
it was a lot of organizing and planning, and your family was there. And
here's why I had no idea.
It became literally like I was planning a wedding, that I was going to surprise you at our wedding. Like, that's how insane it got.
I had no clue because.
Didn't you wonder why I bought a new dress? Like, I never wear a dress out. Like, I thought, you're going to know. I got my hair done that day. It's like, I thought you were going to be like, why are you getting all gussied up?
Well, because we're going out to dinner in New York. You do that kind of stuff.
But not
you find
really.
Any excuse to go buy a dress or get your hair done.
Oh, really? Buy a dress?
Yeah.
Really?
You wear dresses. Like, why wouldn't I think you would wear a dress out to dinner?
Because I probably, when's the last time you saw me wear a dress?
All the time. And recently you've been wearing
dresses. Yeah, I started doing it so that you wouldn't think it was so weird.
You didn't start doing
wearing dresses. I swear to God, I pulled out old dresses so you wouldn't suspect.
Get the hell out of here. Nobody plans like that.
Yes.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
Then you are an evil, sinister person.
Why?
If you plan that, if you plan dresses.
I didn't want you to like, I thought you would suspect if I was just wearing a dress one day. So in the weeks leading up, I started wearing dresses.
Then there's something. See? Then anything I've. Forget
see,
it. I'm not gonna start a fight.
I knew this would happen. Someone suggested that this might happen.
What suggested?
That like because I threw you a good party and kept it a secret, that now it's gonna be turned on me.
No,
Lindsay was the one who was like, you know what's gonna happen now? He's gonna accuse you of like being able to lie really well, and he's gonna turn it back around on you somehow, that you're an evil person, which you just did.
No, I'm saying that's kind of sinister. Like,
it's
Lindsay,
not sinister.
At the party. Okay, well, I'll get to the Lindsay part in a second. First of all, I had no idea. So Bonnie, I had an idea. We got to, Bonnie said we're having dinner between 8:15 and 8:30. You know, and it should have hit me there because no one has dinner between 8:15 and 8:30.
No, I said we have to get you know.
But
I was trying to like, I never said it out loud, but in my head I was like going to say like, they said not to come early because they're really busy. At least weird.
She said it was a Top Chef cook. Was it a Top Chef cook?
No.
The one, the food that we got?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, so
I mean,
then,
I just said that.
So 8:15, but we got to New York at 7:45.
Didn't you notice, like, any time your daughters were around, we were whispering and stuff? We'd always be like, whatever that was.
No, what are you talking about?
So
when
funny,
were you
whispering? We totally thought you were going to find
well,
out.
Well, that day, that day before we were going into New York, my oldest daughter, Jessica, picked up Raina, said, we're going to a movie. And I was like, what? You know, because I wanted to hang out a couple hours with Raina before we went to New York, my birthday. And I'm going, this is fucked up. She's taking her to the movie, but, you know, I'm going to go, well, we're going to New York, so Jessica's babysitting.
Yeah, we had to plan that because I said, what's going to happen is he's going to come home and he's going to say, we'll just drop her off at your house on our way. But we couldn't because they had to leave earlier than us. So I said, we have to figure out some way that you have to, you know, you have to take her now. And so that's when we came up with the movie idea. See,
so,
there's a lot of planning, a lot of weird little things we had to do. So, and then the car seat thing was an issue because I forgot to leave my car seat with Jessica when I left. So you gave her your car seat, but we drove your car into New York and I needed a car seat to get Raina back because Jessica and Raina took the train in and they were coming back with Aunt Nancy.
Oh, they took a train.
But remember, I was like, oh, we have to take the car seat. Because, and you were like, I go, because we had to pick Raina up tonight at Jessica's. And you were like, she has the car seat. And then I was like, damn it.
Well, so we would have picked her up that night and the car seat would have been there.
Yeah, I know. But that's not, I knew that they didn't have a car seat in New York.
Oh. Okay,
I was supposed to have planned that somehow. And then I was going to go sneak it into your trunk. And then you're like, no, I'm leaving right now. I'm coming right now. Because I was like, I've got to get something out of my car. And you were like, I'm coming right now. I was like, oh, damn it. You don't know all the little things that were going on.
So then when we got to New York at 7:45, 7:45, Bonnie said,
yeah, there was no traffic for once. No, nothing in the tunnel. We were parked by 7:30. I was like, Jesus.
Bonnie's like, let's go out for a drink. Like, usually if we were going to a restaurant, we got there early, I would say, let's go fucking eat because we're hungry. Then we can get out and go hang out in New York. So she goes, no, we'll go later. So then I started thinking, well, maybe.
Oh, no, because I said, let's go for a drink. And you kept saying, doesn't that coupon give you 2 free drinks? You don't need. Because I was saying I had a coupon for this place so we wouldn't change the venue. And you go, you have 2 free drinks at the place. You don't need a drink now.
Yeah.
Because you know I can't have more than 2 drinks.
We'll get to that. So I didn't think there was any part because, like, Bobby is out of town. Colin's out of town.
And nobody spilled it.
You know, so anyhow, we walk up into the place. Then I knew once we got in the door because something was going on because this isn't a typical restaurant that you had to walk back through a bunch of hallways and the bouncer's like, how does we go Rich Voss? And the bouncer goes, how does everybody know this guy or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Nina goes, he goes, this is supposed to be a private party. Everybody knows about the party because I was supposed to have a guest list, but at some point I couldn't.
Yeah.
I just said, let anybody in who knows about the party, because who's going to...
So, I walk upstairs, and I guess when we got there, there was maybe, what, 50 people?
I don't know.
But all these people were on this rooftop.
It was a nice place, right?
It was beautiful, beautiful. Over, like, just a nice view.
It's called the Attic in New York City.
Nice view. And all these people, and I walk in, I see everybody, but then there was just, like, background... And, you know, my older daughters, my parents, Keith, all these people. And all I really saw, focus on, was Raina in her party dress, standing there glowing, like, welcome, look what I put together.
I know.
Like, she was so proud.
I think she did think she put it together.
She was so proud.
Well, I told her everything that was going on all the time. I can't believe she didn't tell you one time.
I couldn't believe the... Her happiness and joy in her face made me so happy. Like, it was like the best moment I think I've ever had with her. Just looking at her, like, she was like, look what I did. And I was, and she was so proud to be my daughter, and I'm her father. Like, it just, like, she was like, look at this. And she's in her dress, her party dress, and she looks so cute. Then my older daughters, you know, and then the party starts flowing, you know, a lot, and people were coming and going, a lot of comics, you know, just tons of comics, Jeff Ross and, you know, Norton was there, Keith and
Todd Barry stopped by,
you know, a lot of comics and, you know, Marina. Ted Alexandra, Marina.
What is his name?
Russ Meneve, Ted Alexandro. And you didn't invite Tom Shalhoub?
Shit.
Are you kidding me?
I missed some people. I knew I was missing people, but it was hard.
What about Judy Gold?
I invited her. Trust me, I tried to invite every... Oh, Tom Shalhoub, I feel bad about. Because I actually have his phone number.
Oh, shit. My God. You know, Caroline Hirsch came. It was a great party. It was the best party. I think it was the only party I've ever had, but it was the best.
Is it the only birthday party you've ever had?
Well, I had a birthday roast once at Stand-Up New York when I turned... How old was I? I think 45.
Well, people thought you were turning 60 because it was like a bit, like they were like...
Well, that's why I didn't get it because I'm not 55 and I'm not 60.
I know, but I am not that... See, that's where I'm like an idiot, I guess. Like, who cares? I didn't think when I was planning it, like, it has to be a big...
I don't know.
It just happened to be the time that it all came together. It's just the time that I decided to do it. It wasn't like I was like... I mean... It's a weird thing. Like, people kept thinking, like, what is it, a big number? Like, some people thought you were turning 50. Some people thought you were turning 60. I was like...
Really? People thought I was turning 60?
Well, apparently, Lynn was telling people that.
Lynn who?
Shawcroft.
Why would she tell people?
Because she thought it was a big birthday that you were turning 60.
Holy shit.
I know.
Doug Stanhope sent a text, happy birthday on a video.
You didn't even see the video, did you? You didn't really see that video. Did you see it? The rapping and everything?
What, the guy? Yeah. The guy made the video, the comedy, the party planner.
He got somebody to do the video.
It was very good, the video. There were people would drink, and it wasn't loud music, which was great. The food, there was...
I said that. I said, that was one of the stipulations before I sent my credit card, was I go, we have to be able to control the music because comedians don't like loud music. We have to be able to hear each other. And so they were like, we can do that.
The people from Penthouse Forum were there.
Yeah. Our article came out, 7-page article.
The lawyer, our lawyer, our manager. It was a good party. You know, all the crazy
Everyone from
girls.
Our management company showed up.
Yep. Not everyone. Conan didn't.
Oh, Conan didn't show up.
He's not allowed in the next meeting we have.
Done.
Conan's not allowed in meetings anymore. He didn't come to the party. The other guy came, Adam, brought his kid, his son. I was standing next to Lindsay, and I had a bag full of stuff, and I took my stuff out of it. I had the Penthouse Forum articles, some golf hat someone gave me, and that necklace. And I had it in a bag, and I took them out of the bag, and I left the bag in the bar. And the waitress comes out. I said, do you want your bag? I go in front of Lindsay, not without your number in it. And she went back in, and Lindsay goes, I'll break her fucking arm if she gives you her number. Right?
I love her.
Huh?
See?
Get Lindsay on the phone.
No. First of all, I've never talked to Lindsay on the phone.
I think she thinks I have the girl's number. Because I went in to get the bag.
Well, she asked. Don't worry, she already texted me about it.
What'd she say?
No, she never did.
Well, I didn't get the girl's number. If I did get it, I would have thrown it out anyhow. Although, you know, what the fuck?
Who was it? Like some waitress? I can't believe I'm not even mad about it. I'm like, oh, big deal. Huh? I just assume people are...
But why would I ask for somebody's number? In front of Lindsay, you know, why would someone give me their number?
I don't
know
how people cheat, but you do stuff like that, and it's all fun and games, but, I mean, what? I plan you a huge, the biggest surprise party that I can possibly
do. It was amazing.
Fireworks. There was fireworks at it, and you accused me of being an evil,
no, I didn't say evil.
Sneaky bitch.
I didn't say evil.
But meanwhile, you're asking, at that party, you're asking people for their phone numbers. I mean, it's like a weird...
I didn't ask.
Head, right?
I said, I don't want the bag unless your number's in it. I didn't ask for it. She was probably 24 years old.
This is the only reason why I don't get mad is because I'm pretty sure even if she was 60 years old, she didn't want to fuck you. Like, I just assume women don't want
to
fuck you.
First of all, she was very attracted to me because, one, it was my birthday, so she thought I was somebody.
Was she a waitress there?
Yeah, one of the waitresses. She don't call and complain to the place. But
One of the waitresses
gave my her phone number to my husband.
So
she didn't give you the phone number, right? Or did she?
But I threw it out.
Did she really give you her phone?
Yeah, of course.
No,
I threw it out.
No, I can tell by your face that
no,
you're lying.
No, she did ask.
You're just saying
ask
that.
Ask Lindsay. I went in and got the bag and her number, but I, you know,
no,
I didn't keep it.
Her number was not in it.
Yeah.
I do not believe it.
Huh?
Tell the truth.
Yeah, of
you're
course.
You're so big on the truth. Tell the truth.
Yeah, she gave me her number.
What was the first three digits?
I don't know. 212. Yeah.
No.
No.
No, you're
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, from New
too
York.
Late. Too late. Too late. Boo. Didn't happen.
Telling you, she gave me, she was very impressed. She saw a big party. It's for me. She's probably, she said she was a model. She probably thought I could help her career.
I know you're lying.
I
know you're lying.
I'm telling you, she gave me her number. I told Lindsay.
And what'd you do with it?
I crumpled it up. Threw it out.
And put it in your pocket?
Well, for a sec, I can't throw it out in front of her.
First of all, there's no... Okay,
I can't throw it out in front of her.
I want you to get the number, and I want you to call her right now.
I don't have it.
I want to talk to her. I want to say, "What? Come on, you can do better than this. This is ridiculous."
But I told Lindsay she didn't give it to me, you know, because I didn't want Lindsay to go break
her
arm.
She didn't give it to you.
I don't want Lindsay to go beat her up.
The girl was probably in the back, like, doing that fake gagging thing with all her friends. Like, he wanted my number.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
No,
they smile in your face and be like, ha-ha.
She gave me her number.
No.
I'll call her one day. We'll go out for dinner as friends, you know. I'll talk to her about her career.
Really? Really? I'd like to see that. I'd like to see who's more disgusted at the end of that conversation, you or her. Because I can't imagine you talking to a 24-year-old girl without just being
I don't know
completely,
if she's 24. I think she...
Like,
I would
you can't
imagine.
Even pretend to be interested in someone like that.
But I think she was... I would say 24, 25. I don't know. Maybe
whatever.
23.
Whatever.
I didn't even ask still, her. I don't know her age.
I can't imagine you being interested in any woman, any age, unless she had a direct ability to improve your career. Okay, I just can't imagine it happening.
Why don't you text Lindsay and ask if I got the number? Lindsay has a female intuition.
She's going to say no, which is the truth. No. You didn't get the number.
Why? You're saying I'm ugly or not interesting? Why couldn't I get a number? Me not acting on it is...
First of all, you don't have any game. Zero.
Oh, I got game.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I got game.
No, you don't. I've seen you sort of flirt and it's awkward and uncomfortable. Okay. That's at your best.
No.
So
I got game.
No, the only reason that you got me is because I'm a mess. Okay. And I enjoy awkwardness, uncomfortableness.
I was on top.
I enjoy this kind of horror show that you are. But
no,
most women would not. No. No. Do you remember one time like I told you on the phone like you were like, goodbye. And I was like, oh, don't say that. And then you're like,
wait, I say what?
You were like in front of your friends and you were being like, goodbye. And then I was like, oh, God, don't. You're embarrassing yourself for your friends.
Well, like, what did I say? I didn't say love or anything like that.
You were being, yeah, you were being really like, nee-nee-nee. And then you go, I'm going to fuck you up next time I see you. I go, that's better. you think other women? No.
Yeah.
You think that 24-year-old would think that was funny?
No, but see, there's different things that you
want.
And
I'm not saying I'm funnier. I'm just saying.
Than the 24-year-old waitress? You're not funnier than
well, yeah, I am. But I'm just saying, like, that's not the point, though. The point is that your sense of humor doesn't translate to most women.
Okay. But I.
So therefore.
So if a
therefore,
woman.
Therefore, they're not.
If a woman.
It's not that you're not attractive.
I bet if you text Lindsay right now, she'll think I got the number. Text her, say, did Rich get that waitress's number? Say, did Rich get the waitress's number at the party?
I can't believe I'm bothering Lindsay about that.
Okay. Because females know. I mean, I didn't keep it. I'm not going to, I wouldn't call. Why would I call a 24-year-old or 25 or 23?
See, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly.
But the fact
that's
that
exactly
I can get
what
it,
I'm saying. Because most men would be like, what the fuck? Of course you call a 24-year-old hot chick. And you're like, why would I? I don't, like, you don't even know.
Because I'm married. If I was single, okay. I wouldn't even call her. Maybe if I was single. Say, did Rich get the waitress's number
that
at the
poor
party?
Poor waitress's number.
At the party. He says he did.
Well,
anyhow. Did you say poor waitress?
Yes.
Whatever. Now,
clearly,
now let's get to the point.
A molestation victim.
Let's get to.
She's gonna.
Let's get to the wrapping up.
Let
the party.
You have any part of her.
The cake was delicious. The food
I never
was
got
delicious.
To eat the cake. I didn't eat one thing. I ate one tiny.
Well, you ate enough.
Thing.
You ate enough.
Why do you want to talk about this?
Well, we got to talk about the whole party, how we ended.
I don't remember most of it. I will
okay.
say that.
You were smoking cigarettes.
That's.
No, it was only you held it. You don't smoke, but. I saw somebody try to give you one, and you're like, what? Anyhow.
No, I don't think I was smoking.
No, it was your friend that was smoking. Jacqueline, that's who it was. And
yeah,
she doesn't even smoke.
No, she smokes all the time.
I've never seen her smoke in her life.
Well, she's one of those, like...
What are you talking about?
Where she never has a pack of cigarettes, but she's always smoking.
I've never seen her smoke ever. So...
But I did have a mojito when I got there. And then I was pretty drunk. And then I had another mojito later.
Well, we were going to leave.
And that's really all I had. I might have had a glass of wine.
No, you had more than two drinks. You were dancing and hopping around like
a
crazy
person. No,
was I? Yes.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing.
And you lost your pocketbook a couple times that I had to find.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And you were like, you were like the crazy housewife at a party. Like just bouncing from fucking group to group. Like... I mean, she wasn't...
Was I embarrassing?
No, you weren't embarrassing, but you were kind of like...
I do remember people talking to me where I was like, I can't follow this conversation.
I don't know the housewives, but you would fit one of them on one of the shows. I don't know which one. Pick one.
Did I take someone aside to have a conversation with them? That's what they always do in the housewives.
Oh, they do?
I think it's so funny. Like in real life, I've never, ever had anyone at a party be like, can I talk to you for a minute over here? And then have some huge screaming match with them. But on The Housewives, it happens all the time.
Well, here's the thing.
Could I talk to you? They always go, can I talk to you in private for a minute? And then they shout loud enough that everyone at the party can hear them. It's like, why don't you just have them shouting match right where you were?
Bonnie's whole crew was there. I mean, the whole crew from...
That's my friends. They're cool friends.
Martini, Lindsay,
Jacqueline. Marina.
Marina. Mandy, who's part-time crew.
Yes, Mandy. Mandy's always good for a few sound bites. Mandy Stadmiller, she's on our network. We should give her...
Yeah, what's her podcast called?
I think it's News Whore.
She's a gossipist.
One more time?
Gossipist.
A gossipist. Like, I've never heard that before, but I think that's actually brilliant.
Yeah.
I love it. And I'm going to start using that. Gossipist.
Yeah, female gossiper. A gossipist.
Wait, why did it have to be female?
Ist and is a female gossip.
No.
Gossipist.
No. A cyclist is female cycle.
Oh, no.
Cycler?
Okay. It's just gossipist. Well, it seems more female because more females do gossip columns than men.
She doesn't do a gossip column.
But females do gossip.
But she doesn't.
See, Lindsay won't write you back because she knows I can't get involved in this. The phone number saga.
You didn't get it.
Whatever, I got it.
Did you get it or not?
Yes, and I threw it out.
I can't believe your face. You're either...
You're, why? It doesn't look... What do you mean? What can't you believe about my face?
You're either... Because you're lying in some way. You're either lying that you got it...
I told you
Or you're lying that you threw it out. But you're lying about something. I can tell.
Well, of course I threw it out if I got it. I'm not going to... If someone gave me their number, what would I do with it? I'm going to save it for 20 years from now or 10 years from now?
Okay, so that means that you're lying about that you got the number.
No, I don't have it. I had it and I threw it out.
I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions because I honestly just saw a TED Talk about liars and how to spot liars.
How do you spot liars?
I'm not going to tell you right this second. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions first.
Okay, go ahead. Well, no, wait. Oh, then we got to finish up the party.
Did the waitress give you her phone number?
Yes.
Liar. Could tell.
Why? What did I do that? You could tell from TED Talk. What is TED Talk?
You don't know what a TED Talk is?
On like fucking hippie, on what do you call radio? Like liberal radio?
TED, it stands for something.
So Bonnie, on the way, we were going to leave the party and go.
Technology, education, maybe.
We were going to leave the party and go down to the cellar like we usually do in New York. We always stop down at the cellar.
Oh, my God. But did Bonnie we stop?
No. Bonnie got in the car and goes, oh, can we just go home? Oh. So, yeah, I'm tired. We'll
Why
go home.
Are you going to bring this up? Why did you call Marina while I was throwing up?
I wasn't going to bring up the throwing up. Why did you bring it up?
Yeah, because you were. And also, okay, fine. I was throwing up. I'm not a good drinker.
No, you didn't throw up when I called Marina.
She called me today and was like, I go, yeah, I was pretty sick. She goes, I know you were throwing up. I go, how do you know? She goes, Rich told me. I go,
oh, no, no, no.
How did Rich? Why? She goes, he called me while you were throwing up.
No, 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 no.
I go, why would he call you while I was throwing up? And she was like, he called to say something about the finger. I don't know what the hell was going on.
No, I called Marina before you were throwing up. She called me back when you were throwing up, okay, or after you threw up. I called her just to say I wish I didn't have enough time to talk to her. I didn't talk to her. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want her to feel like I was, you know, being rude. You know, when you're having a party like that, it's your party, you got to bounce around, talk to everybody like you're...
Like you're a housewife?
No, I didn't say that. Who said like a housewife?
You did. You said I was bouncing around like a housewife earlier. You forgot
from
that?
From the show, I mean. Not like a housewife here. I mean a housewife from the show. You know, those housewives.
I know. Oh, and then I just said it back to you that you were doing it.
Well, I had to. It was my party. You got to talk to everyone.
I got to go.
So, anyhow.
I can't talk to you anymore.
Well, Bonnie is puking. And you know what?
I feel like puking just thinking about it. It was so painful.
Well, because she could have had food poisoning, too.
There's something when... I mean, it was...
It could have... I mean, no one else got sick from the food.
Although I'm not a good...
The food was delicious and no one else could have...
But
you went out to eat to a pizza parlor, too.
I took Rain out to get a piece of pizza, but I had a bite of her pizza and she ate the rest.
Oh, well, nobody... The food was delicious.
I'm sure it was the The last time I got that sick, I had two margaritas. So I'm not a good drinker. I'm not a good drinker like that.
We have to pull over in the rest area at the turnpike. That's our first stop.
And okay, no, in the rest area at the turn... No, before that, you pulled over just on the side because then you were like, can you please... I'm going to get hit.
Yeah, so I go, wait.
So we go back in.
So then I go to the rest area.
So then we're in the rest area. Open the car door and I'm puking at the rest area. And you left the car. This is all I remember. Is you left the car and go, don't get killed.
Oh, no.
It's my head out the car throwing up.
No,
and people walking all around. You had to park. Where did you park? The closest you could to the entrance?
No, I parked on the side of the building.
There was people coming and looking at me from all over. I could see feet.
Oh yeah, they were flying in. There was ticket sales.
Yes. I could see a lot of feet like walking around.
One person, you probably were seeing triples or doubles. So anyhow, Bonnie is puking.
Don't get killed.
Well, I wanted to go in and get her pretzels to soak up the alcohol. Get her something, you know what I mean? To soak it up.
Did I eat anything?
No, I ate them. I got her bugles.
Oh, God.
The bugles.
The most gross.
What?
They're so greasy. Oh, even
bugles aren't greasy.
I'm still like...
You're going to soak up.
No.
So then we're driving all the way home and she's puking all... I got to keep stopping and this and that. We're puking and she's puking and...
Oh, my God. And
home.
Then I puked when I got...
Then she puked when she got home in the
parking
lot.
In the parking lot. How embarrassing.
And
I hope nobody
all the neighbor lights went on.
No, did they?
Like 15 lights went on.
Oh, come on.
No. And then she went to bed and I gave her a garbage pail and she puked. And then Tuesday, she got up.
Then I got up at 6:30. Puked several more times.
And puked all day Tuesday.
I puked all day. The last time I threw up was 7 o'clock.
Tuesday
night.
But today now is Thursday.
But Wednesday I still feel sick.
She's getting
it
back
today,
together.
Today I still feel like I was out and doing stuff today, but my stomach still hurts like a motherfucker.
You could have pulled a muscle puking.
Oh, I hurt my throat from puking. I mean, it's just...
Well, so she goes.
I mean, like there was nothing in my stomach to throw up. You know that kind of throwing up. It was awful.
Well, that's why I got you those buglers.
I thought about this while I was throwing up. Like I was so sick, and I was like I gave up at one point. I was like, just take me, Lord. You know what I mean? Like it's like people like are dying for years where they fight it, and I like one bad hangover. I was like, I'm ready. I couldn't. I really was like in my head. I kept going like this. Oh God! Like I was talking out loud to myself. It was awful. Don't drink. I'll never drink again. If anyone ever sees me with a drink in my hand, if you see me with a drink in my hand, swat it out of my hand.
Like when I quit drugs,
just swat it out.
I had so many nights like you had.
Oh my
God. I had worse nights with
coke.
No, how
could it? I mean,
and I had nights with coke. That
well, the other thing is you feel so depressed.
Yeah, but with coke, it was worse because you spent every penny. You probably stole and robbed and did whatever.
God.
And you're like, the next day, you have to get more. And then you go, I'm going to quit. I'll never do this again. You keep doing it. So just one night of throwing up is not going to make you quit.
I know, but it's like, I didn't even get to appreciate the
party.
Well,
it was the best party ever.
I don't even remember any of it. I didn't talk to anybody. I talked to everyone for like 1 minute.
Well, so did everybody. That's how parties are, you know.
Oh,
so
I was probably embarrassing. Oh, because people kept texting me the next day, "How are you feeling?" That's when you know, like, you know, you're probably a little over the edge there.
When people that drink a lot text you, "How are you feeling?" So anyhow, it was a great. I thank Bonnie. I'll never be mean to Bonnie again. Like I haven't yelled at Bonnie once since then, or said anything mean to her, because she went way and far above what anybody should do.
But the next day I asked you to get me a piece of dry toast.
Yeah, I got you.
And you brought it up without a plate. Just brought it up to me in bed.
That's
like,
how I would eat it, a piece of toast. I wouldn't have a plate.
That's no, I planned this elaborate birthday party and you can't even put a piece of fucking toast on a plate.
It was amazing. But still, like, now, I don't know, and maybe I'm wrong. Am I still supposed to expect a present from her? Or
Shut the fuck up.
I don't know. Like,
shut the fuck up. Do you know how much money? I had to take a job, a writing job, just to pay for that party.
That was the best part. I had the most fun. The look on Raina's face, it was priceless.
Well,
the pictures that came, it was priceless. My older daughters.
And tell about the fireworks. There was fireworks.
Yeah, fireworks that came out of on the
West Coast. After the cake was cut.
It wasn't right after. It was later in the night.
It was.
It?
Oh, yeah. I imagine it with the way that I see it.
No.
The way my night went. The cake was cut and then there was fireworks.
And then Martini said she paid for them. And I thought she did. But they were just fireworks. But I kind of thought they were part of the party.
Well, you kept pulling me aside at the party, being like, "How is this? How did you get this? How is this happening?"
Because yeah, it had to be
It would have been a major
$6,000 party.
Probably a little more than that.
Maybe $6,500.
Yeah, a lot.
So, I just want to thank you. I love you dearly. You know, and I'll, you know,
thank Levity Ball.
I thank
everybody.
Levity Ball.
Tweet at Levity Ball. I don't know if that's his Twitter. But say something.
Say something. Get their Twitter. I mean, he sent me some tweets. You know,
he did.
He sent one or something.
Oh, I didn't get one.
You know, I will be with Bonnie forever because this party. I mean, I might go out with a waitress once or twice. Nothing will happen.
It's funny because people kept going like, "Why'd you do it now?" I was like, I didn't know if he'd make it to 60. That was my joke for the party.
Whoa. All right. It
and
was great.
Then I say stuff like,
"Hey,
next I'm planning his funeral." You know,
my daughter's gonna get me a present. Are they still gonna get me something? I'm gonna have to text them.
I guess they babysat Raina for free. I don't know. You shouldn't have to pay for that, right?
No.
For them bringing Raina to the party?
No, they wouldn't have to pay for that. My father was there. He loved it.
Mm-hmm.
His
Florentine
wife.
Came. Those are the people that you respect because they had to like actually drive in.
Well,
New
I'm
Jersey.
Glad Florentine came. How come Vinny didn't come?
He was out of town.
Where could he be? Where would he go out of
he
town?
He was somewhere on vacation. A lot of people went on vacation. That's what I was told.
Judah texted me he couldn't make it because he was shooting something. Lenny Marcus was at a baseball game. He was running late. But, you know, hundreds of people on Facebook, happy birthday. It was a good birthday.
Good.
And I'm not a big birthday guy. You know that. I never do anything, you know, birthday. I'm not a birthday guy.
You go play golf. That's it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's your thing.
Last year I played 36 holes on my birthday. This year I played 18. That's what I do. It's my birthday. I play golf. But this was the best birthday. fucking all my friends, my wife, my kids, phone number from a fucking waitress.
I mean, you can't get any better than that, right?
You know. But she wasn't as hot. She was hot when she was walking around in her waitress outfit. But then when she was dressed leaving, she looked regular. They fix up. They fix themselves up. That's what waitresses do.
No, themselves. I think actually the waitress outfit is a dress down. So you project like, oh, I bet out of that they're going to be fantastic.
No.
It's the Jimmy Garofalo effect. You dress it down so that people think you're going to be better.
No, waitresses at places like that wear short dresses and heels.
I don't remember what they were wearing.
I don't even know if there was waitresses. There was one. Two.
Oh, so that this whole thing has just been made up completely?
No, it's the one waitress.
There's only one waitress.
There was two, maybe.
I don't fucking know.
Then the bartender, all those girls were hitting on the bartender. I saw them all talking to the bartender, that new comic that started hanging with you guys.
Maria.
Is that her name?
She emailed me the next day and said, tell Rick happy birthday. But I did introduce her as Marie for most of the night. So I said, are you getting even with me? But apparently it was autocorrect.
And then she, like, they were all talking to this good-looking bartender. Like this one bartender. Not the short one. They were all good.
I don't remember any of
them. I do. I saw them all going. And then
Micah was there. Micah Fox.
She got cute.
She's cute.
She does a podcast with Chris Laker.
All right.
Well, no, we're at... All right, so here's the deal. We're not going to talk in length about this because we really don't know enough about it. Did she...
No, she didn't respond. But... Yeah. What? About Anthony?
Anthony. Here's the deal. We'll get into it maybe next week.
Look, here's... I will say this. How can anyone be shocked by what a shock jock says? Like, it's not like he was like some minister of a church that, like, then I can see it. But it's like, this is who he has always been. You know, he's just always been this guy that says what he feels like saying. So whether you agree with him or not, it's not like he's suddenly out of character.
And the thing is, too, whether he's right or wrong, like, I'm sick of people that don't agree or disagree with anything, go fire this person. Fire if everybody that disagreed with somebody.
The thing is, like, you would fire him if he was, I can't think of another example right now, but like a minister or something of a church, because that would be out of character.
But
this is like,
where do you draw the line on freedom of speech? I mean, look, if you call someone. If you call somebody a bitch, somebody's going to get really pissed off.
Right.
If you call somebody stupid, you could get fired. Where do you draw the line on
No. This is the thing. It's not up to us to fire people, but it's up to the if you're a school teacher and you post pictures on Facebook that are inappropriate, you can get fired.
Yes.
Does that mean no one's allowed to post pictures on Facebook? No. It means that if you're a teacher... and you have, you know, some kind of like presence in the community, it's probably not best to do that because you might get fired. Do you know what I'm saying? Because the school wants to employ people.
Because they have clauses.
That's what I'm saying. But when you're a shock jock, you know, these are the people that you're. You know, that come listen to your show that are not going to be offended by that. So then.
But
there doesn't
too,
seem to be an issue with getting fired.
But no matter who you are, you have the right to say whatever you want to say. Okay?
But when you start tweeting it, then other people have the right to weigh in also. And so those people are weighing in. That's fine. But to call for someone to get fired is
somebody wrote a thing. I haven't followed it in depth.
Somebody wrote
a story about it. I don't know what outlet wrote it, but they didn't contact him. If they're going to write a story about it, why wouldn't they? What kind of hack writer?
Yeah, no, because
writers.
Because it's also happening so fast. They're just churning the shit out.
Yeah, but fucking get them for an interview and write a real story. Don't write some hacky
book. I like the way you think.
No, but they're hacks. They just...
I know, but that's the way that the internet is. It's like, you know, it's like that Mandy Stammiller, you know, she writes a story every day. She just has to sit down and start pounding out. I mean, she's a very, very good writer. So, you know, I couldn't do it. But that's what all these people do. They have to fucking produce something constantly.
So it would take.
So he just like, oh, here's something. Anthony Kumi's in trouble. Okay, let me take my first instinct on the story and just pound it out and send it out. And hopefully it'll get some traction and people will retweet it. Because I want to keep my job at Gawker or wherever I work.
But you're fucking with people's livelihoods.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that's how it works.
You know, there's whatever happened. I mean, you know, people. I don't know. It just, there's a lot of racism towards white people.
Oh, come on. I can't.
Not racism. You don't think there's hatred?
I don't even care.
I see it from both sides.
I don't even care about it. I see it from both sides. It's so stupid to say that.
Well, you don't think there's...
Of course there is, but I'm not going to like...
But
as a white person, you can't sit there and be like, wah, wah. Are you kidding me?
What do you mean? If you were walking down the street and somebody just punched you because you're white, you wouldn't be allowed to say something?
Yes. That's violence. If anyone punched me for any reason,
that's what happened to him.
Okay, but that's not what we're arguing about right now. You said that there's a lot of racism, even though then you took back that against white people.
Well, I don't know if that's a word.
But if there's violence, there's violence. I don't think that was a hate crime against a white person. That was a hate crime against somebody who took their picture that she didn't, you know.
But she's calling him a white motherfucker and this and that. You don't think that has anything to do with it? You don't think
there's... Well, I think that's like a lot of people, when they get mad, they go for the worst thing they can possibly think of. And that's what she did, too.
Well, but that's what makes it racial. Like if someone of color did something to me and I started saying racist names... Then you would think I was a racist. You would think that's who I am when I'm not.
Would it be? Or have you said racial things that don't make you a racist? So don't put that on other people then.
What are you talking about?
I've never said anything
racist?
Racist, in anger?
I've said it in jokes, anger, and in every day.
And are you a racist?
No, not at
all. Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. But you're saying she is.
No,
but they're making it, whatever.
Who's making it a racial thing? All these fucking writers.
Yeah, against Anthony, not against her.
Yeah, they're saying he's whatever. It's just
because he called her an animal.
Yeah.
Right.
But you can call a white person an animal. How many times have you seen white people do things? Oh, that fucking guy's an animal. That doesn't make.
I always say it like it's always sexy.
No, but you know what I mean? You've said he's an animal.
Why are we eating pretzels on our podcast?
You say he's an animal. You know, if you talked about, say, Charles Manson, you go, he's a fucking animal. He's crazy.
Right.
So if you can't say that. You could say that about white people, but if you say it about black people, you're racist. No, if somebody's acting like an animal, it has nothing to do with color, right? If they're crazy, you know. I read stories on the internet, I'm going, this fucking animal. White, black, you know what I mean?
Right.
So... People.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying it's. I don't think it's a racial thing at all on either side.
People ruin lives over race, and they try to do it all the time. These fucking hack writers.
Well, because it's the easiest thing. It's the most. You know, it's going to get eyeballs on their piece. What is it like? Anthony Kumi. They could have done it against women. They could have been like sexist Anthony Kumi. That's a new angle, guys. You could do sexist Anthony.
But no one's... I haven't read enough stories. All I know is someone... You know, if someone took a picture of you, I think the first thing you would say is, can you please delete that? Not walk up and go, you blank.
I would never walk up and punch a stranger somebody in the face.
You know.
But that's just me. I'm Canadian. We don't act like that. You got to stop eating pretzels on the podcast. Why did you take a bite?
Of what?
A pretzel.
The whole bag was in front of me the whole podcast, and I held back.
Well, you can't. It's ridiculous to
still hear it now.
Yeah, I bet people can. I can hear it, so of course the mic is going to pick it up.
No pretzels. No more pretzels on the podcast.
No, that's wrong.
Now here's the deal.
It's bad enough your gum.
I didn't chew gum this whole podcast.
I love it.
Oh, yes, I did. It just fell out of my mouth.
And you ate pretzels with the gum in your mouth. You're disgusting.
No, I put the gum up.
You're
in my...
You're an animal.
I could be called that at times. Arr, in bed.
Oh, by that waitress? Is that your fantasy?
No, I don't remember what she looks like now. I know she was tall, taller than me, so why would I even call? I wouldn't call
anybody
taller.
Were you so excited when they brought the penthouse?
What, the article?
Yeah. Were you showing people?
Yeah, I showed a couple of people.
What were people saying?
Cool.
Did you show your dad?
I think so, yeah.
Oh. Slipped me the tongue.
What's that?
Slipped me the tongue.
No, he didn't. He slipped you a tongue when he kissed you?
Yeah.
You didn't say he'd give you the tongue.
He always does every time.
Ugh.
Grab my ass. What if he did?
What, grab
so
your ass?
Awful.
I think you used to really be attracted to him back in the day, like 10 years ago.
I like all the Vosses equally. That's an awful thing to say.
This Saturday, we will be at Comic Strip in New York. Comic Strip in New York. And then we're going to do the podcast at the Montreal Comedy Festival if we can get to travel down right. They want us to fly out of LaGuardia. We want to fly out of Newark. They said you can fly to Newark and here's your allowance for flights.
Which is about $150. Not enough.
Not enough. You know.
Per ticket.
They want us to do our podcast.
Why are they so cheap? Why don't they just fucking pay people what they deserve? You know, they make a lot of money on these festivals.
I know.
You know how much they have to... All the people that come to the festival, they have to buy like a, you know, $300 or $500 pass.
First of all,
they sell all the tickets. And then, you know,
not only that,
they get fucking losers like us to go up and halfway pay our own way, and then they don't pay us for the shows.
The festival, Montreal Festival, also is subsidized through sponsors,
right,
through the government.
Right. So, where's all the money going?
Somebody's making
just the big acts.
They're fucking making big money.
But even the big acts are...
No, they're selling the tickets. They're selling the tickets, yeah. They're making money from the door. It's just fucking ridiculous. I'm going to go there. I'm going to do it. And if they ask me to do any other shows, which they won't.
Well, then. How's that for an empty threat?
Well, because we're only going... We get there Friday and Saturday. We don't even know when we're doing our podcast. We don't know who will get to be the counselor. You know, oh, listen to the thunder.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening.
Listen.
Another week, and talk to you. Talk to you soon.
We want to also thank Lindsay for all the podcast
equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay gave you a good birthday gift. Jesus.
Yes.
That was from me and Lindsay and your daughters. Bye.
She gave us all this cool podcast stuff. All right. Listen, my new CD's ready. Rich Foss, 141 IQ. I haven't picked it up yet, and I haven't put it on iTunes yet, but soon. It's done. I'm making copies now. I'm not doing it. A company's doing it. Anyhow, we will talk at some other point.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.